Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the Hallway Entrepreneur Podcast. Today, I'm not going to be using my introduction. Can't really find the file because I'm cleaning out my hard drive storage. So I got to go ahead and search it, but it's Sunday. Happy September. Happy Sunday. It's a new month. Everybody start hitting your goals. Finish off the year strong. It's almost the end of the year, almost 2019, and this year has been going by so fast. But anyways, I just wanted to update you guys on what's happening and what's been going on. As far as my reselling stuff, I've been trying to clear out my storage unit because I don't really need the storage unit anymore. I can actually downgrade my unit to a cheaper unit. Right now, I have a 10x7, which goes around 237 and some change. And it actually had the deal at 175. But the thing about storage units is they actually can raise the price after 6 months. And if you're not prepared for that, be prepared for that, because a lot of guys, I guess, they think that a storage unit is set rate for whenever they have the storage unit, but it all depends on the demands of the storage unit. So since the 10x7 is actually in demand and it's one of the more popular medium-sized units, it's bound to go up. I had a 5x5 before and a 5x10, and those never did go up until I started, until I got my bigger unit. But yeah, be prepared for that. One of the benefits I could see with having a storage unit is Just having inventory that's not in your workspace or that's not in your living space, because I do still have some things here that doesn't take up too much space, but it's still inventory. And sometimes when you're at home, you feel really lazy looking at the pile of inventory, especially if it's not moving. If it's fast moving stuff, then I would understand why you would keep it at home. But if it's slow moving long tail items, I would suggest in getting a storage unit. And plus, it just feels a lot better. It's like having a warehouse, you could say, when you have a storage unit, because you actually get the order in, you print the label, and then you go to your unit and then you ship it out. And I find it's much better than having it inside a room or in your living room, and then you would have to turn over the whole living room or room because you can't find this item that sold for $5 and you're only getting $3 profit or $2 profit, and you're scrambling trying to find this thing for only a $2 profit. It's not worth it. But when you guys do get a store, I guess this podcast or this episode is going to be about having a storage unit as a reseller. But when you guys do get a storage unit, make sure you guys factor in the price take into account that every time you sell an item, take $5 off that or $20 or whatever it takes to pay off the storage unit monthly. Because like I said, this is a monthly thing and you could actually use it as a business expense when you do your tax. So I recommend, if you have 500 items or at least 300 items, a 5x10 is good enough. But if you have more than 500, 5x7, I mean 10x7 is actually perfect. And when you do get the storage space, have it laid out where you can just walk in and it's against the wall, so you don't gotta dig to get in, if you know what I mean. So stack it as high as possible and always be organized. I should talk, because my storage unit is a big mess, because of the fact that I'm not really concentrating on sales anymore as I used to as a reseller, because I'm doing my video stuff and it takes a lot of time, so I don't have time to go out and get inventory. but I do still have my storage unit because I don't want to have to move it back in here or get rid of it. And I'm still making money off it, but honestly, I'm not making enough where it's worth it. So this is probably going to be my last month having a storage unit, or I may be downsizing. As far as having a storage unit, you could also turn it into like a small office. Depends on where you actually have the units located. Some of the storage places will actually let you hang out, and you're supposed to not hang out. You're supposed to do your thing and go home. But some of them are really cool, especially the one at my area, which is the main reason why I'm still with them, because they let me hang out, and they're so cool. Like, they don't bother you. I don't know about the other storage units, but yeah, this one lets me do whatever. So I have a table set up in there, and sometimes I can just bring my laptop and a chair and then just hang out and do inventory and stuff. But yeah, it's really important having a storage unit. Like I said, you want to separate your business from your home, which was my mistake when I first started. I had it in the room, and it got too big where we had a hard time actually walking through my stuff. And my girlfriend was pretty pissed off because she was paying some of the rent, and then we had all this crap that's going on over here. So that was selfish of me. I admit that's why the reason why I got the storage unit. But yeah, so as a reseller, look into getting storage units, shop around. The seasons change and the units' prices go up and down. So you want to watch out for that. Check that out. And also reserve it online, because if you do it online, you lock in the price and you actually get to reserve the storage, even if you didn't pay for it yet. So anyways, yeah, I guess this segment will be about, like I said, storage units for resellers. But yeah, so this whole, I'm still trying to get into a groove of recording. I'm recording right now, and I don't even have anything in front of me. I don't have no template or anything, so I'm slacking on that, I admit. But I will, until I get everything situated as far as like the stuff over in the house. And I actually moved my desk, which is located closer to the window, because the location I had, it made me feel lazy, and it was kind of darker than the darkest part of the room. So I'd rather have it close to the window where I feel actual energy. So after I clean up everything here, I still have a lot of to clean up. I will do my series of tutorials and my series of these short podcasts or long podcasts. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do with this channel, with this actual podcast. But I will be having some friends on, and I will be putting something together. Well, we will see. So anyway, everybody have a good weekend. It's Labor Day weekend if you guys working, or if you guys got day off. Enjoy it. Enjoy your work too. Let's make the best of it. All right, let's tackle this week, this upcoming week and month. Peace out.